And now we pause for our Lenten reflection by Father Niall Ahern.
Lent is about beginning without end. The film Michael Collins, about a figure and a period of history within living memory of many, provoked much discussion and gave food for thought. One question was, did all these things really happen? If there is controversy about the accuracy of a film on a man and the events of his time which occurred within living memory, what about Holy Week? If we find it difficult to get a clear picture of what happened only 75 or 80 years ago, what chance do we stand with the events of Holy Week reported to us from the Middle East 2,000 years ago? The slogan, "Days and events which shaped our history," is often applied to the period 1916-1922. In Holy Week, God paints with a much wider brush as the history of our salvation is mapped out. We'll do it with elaborate ceremony, light, words and silence. We do it because there is a lot to celebrate. These are days which shaped us and made a huge impact on the way we are. If Advent was a time of expectation and anticipation for Christmas, Lent is a time of preparation and promise for Easter and Holy Week before it. At Christmas we celebrated the birth of Christ. At Easter, we'll celebrate the reason why he was born. During these current weeks, we move through the central story of our faith. We move from despair to hope in Lent, from death to life, from sorrow to joy, from beginning to end, or as we'll see on Easter Sunday, beginning without end. Let us begin the Lenten journey now and trust new beginnings in our own lives